question. How did you keep CJOR in the black?
Well, being very stingy.
He was that?
The only thing I believed in, Fanny, is that was important was what came over a 3-inch speaker at home. So I really never spent any money internally because, you know, you don't have visitors down to a radio station, so they never looked and knew what we looked like, which was pretty frightful. So there's no expenditures there.
And you mean you're responsible for the fact that my first office was in the bathroom?
Well, if you got the bathroom, then you were upgraded very quickly.
I painted that office,
did
and
you?
I changed it from a bathroom to my office.
That's right.
1967.
They did take, for all our listeners, they did take the toilet out.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Nobody was using it when we were in there, but we knew it used to be the bathroom.
Well, I have no doubt it was, Fanny. But talking about keeping it in the black, we had some very talented people on the station, not only in front of a microphone, which is so darn important, as we all know, but selling the station. And we had a very good sales staff most of the time with very few changes. We had a very good writing crew and a good production setup with people like Al Jordan, etc. And the talent that we had on the station was not easy to sell, but were saleable.
Don, this is a voice check, and we'd like to know if you recognize this voice. Go ahead, please. Ed.
Fanny, how are you? It's Ed Murphy. And Don, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Ed. How are you this morning?
Just great. Couldn't be better.
Good.
Neil, are you there?
I'm here, Ed.
Well, a lot of memories this morning. I certainly enjoyed listening.
I'm so glad, Ed. I remember when you used to be concentrating so hard on your show, I'd say, good morning, Ed, and nothing would come back. And I thought, is talk radio really that hard to do? And now I know. Yes, it is.
Talk radio is tough to do. It's hard to do. And when I look back in those 4 or 5 years between 73 and 77, we did some great programming on CJOR.
That's right. And you tested the system a lot of times, as I recall. Do you miss talk radio, Ed?
No, I don't.
Not at all?
No, I don't. I had 10 years of it. And I don't miss it at all.
He wasn't concentrating so much, Fanny, when you saw him. He was very mean in the mornings and most of the time during the day, so you were really better off not talking to him. And he really didn't get going until he got on the air.
Well, you know, Don, that may be true, and
that makes two of us.
I would like to say that I did some controversial stuff, and I always got the support of you, and I always got the support from Neil Sober.
Yep.
Yeah, which I appreciated very much.
Well, we were all together in the same boat on no matter what the situation or what may develop, and it was good fun.
Well,
time heals all wounds, as they say.
I think, Fanny, the rating where we were number one in the city was one of the greatest days I'll ever remember at CJOR. It was absolutely marvelous when that book came out that day, and there we were, Webster in the morning, I was in the afternoon, Burns was on from 4 to 8, and the numbers were just spectacular.
And was Terry Moore doing household hints?
Terry Moore was doing household hints, lemon and vinegar. It didn't matter what problem you had. If you used lemon and vinegar, you would solve it. And I used to say to Terry, the moment you run out of vinegar, pal, you're in big trouble. Your career's in the toilet.
That's
Mark,
right.
Let Don say something for you. He's trying to say something for a second.
Who was on at night at that time? Was it Chuck Cook or Jim Nielsen?
It was Jim Nielsen.
It was Jim.
Yeah.
I knew you would know, Neil. You got the best memory of any of the group down there.
Isn't he amazing?
Oh.
Ed Murphy, I thank you for joining us, and if you need to get a spot out of your rug, you know who to call.
For sure, Fanny, and lots of luck to you. I hope you catch on somewhere.
I thank you.
And Neil, take it easy.
Thank you, Ed. All the best to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ed.
I remember Ed stepping out of it. Didn't he take the microphone right out of the studio one day and go into the men's latrine, as they say,
actually,
to interview the folks?
Ed had two careers in radio, from my perspective. He came into radio at WX up against Webster and Burns, and he battled it out, and he was doing it with a hard news approach. Well, when he came onto the afternoons, noon to 4, we couldn't do hard news. It just didn't make any sense at that time. So he took a different approach and started doing a lot lighter subjects. If you remember his limericks and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And he did a lot of wacky things in the afternoon, but we got good numbers.
We sure did.
Number one.
Number one. And we'll be number one again, maybe in our next life when we come back as a new talk radio station.
The only thing that's important is if you're number one to yourself, Fanny.
That's right. I like that idea, Don. And on a phone line, one of the new players on the block, I'm sure you're a closet talk show listener, probably not a closet talk show listener.
Nope.
Garth Fenton, who does our success show. And, Garth, I'm sure you have a few words of advice regarding success.
Well, Fanny, you know, it's just interesting listening to all the people that formed an OR legacy, and I was only there for a year. We would have had our anniversary show tomorrow, and it's just great to be involved with a station that comes with those, you know, with that caliber of people. And I have to thank George Madden for the opportunity to get that show on the air and talk about success every Saturday as we did. And particularly as well, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to my listeners because we weren't in a position to announce that last Saturday. So I was kind of sorry that I wasn't able to say something. But special thanks, of course, to Jill Wright and to Charlie Smith, who started producing for me. And I had a great time, and I hope we can resurrect that theme again because it was, I think, a pretty popular hour and a half.
Well, while we're thanking people, I'll thank my producer, the woman who puts me together in the morning, literally, Deborah Ramsey. And sometimes I get in a flap and forget to say my thank yous, as my mother used to say. Garth Fenton, I thank you so much.
Thanks, and good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
And Fanny, incidentally, you were one of the nicer people to work with in the talk business. I don't know whether you developed the terrific egos that most of the people had in talk radio, which is necessary, frankly. I'm not knocking that aspect of it. But you were rather a delight to be associated with that constant smile on your face.
Well, I thank you, and it sounds like your heart's working well.
Oh, yes, it's very well, thank you.
Okay. Working better than ever.
Oh, yes.
And he's just as opinionated as ever, and I love him for it.
Isn't it true? And, boy, he towed the bottom line, as we all know.
In fact, he was an outstanding manager, there's no question about that, and he controlled the cost, had the vision for the radio station, could see that you had to have a full-service product, strong news, and that's where George Madden got involved under the directorship of an Irwin Swongard, strong sports with Denny Boyd, and the subsequent crew like Gary Rabel and Ian Me show. It was a strong, strong team, and you needed to do that. You had to spend the big bucks.
Talking about Denny Boyd, there was we always talk about Denny Boyd at OR as being a sports director, but that was the best writer we ever had.
No question.
I remember when Denny Boyd tried to do Love in the afternoon. Love and Fluff, we called it.
And Balance and Denny Boyd.
That's right. It wasn't that it was the wrong show. It was the wrong time, perhaps.
Perhaps the wrong station.
Well, wrong time, wrong show, wrong station, and wrong program.
And a mistake.
Yes,
and you know what? We'll even admit, Don Wall and Neil Soper, and I presume George Madden, will even admit we have made a few mistakes.
That's right. How else do we learn?
That's correct.
Don Wall, a great pleasure.
Well, it's nice talking with you, Fanny, and all my very warm wishes and best to you and whatever you're going to do in the future.
I'm going to try and see the clock so I get out in time.
Nice talking with you, Neil.
Nice talking to you, Don.
And my boss just said, that will be a first, and it will. And there's a cameraman in the way, so I can't see what time it is. Can you see what time it is, George?
It's 5 minutes to go.
5 minutes to go. Okay. And Neil Soper, always a pleasure.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and it's the
thing that amazes me about Neil Soper, because I was there 14 years ago. He doesn't look any older. He doesn't.
Don't I wish.
Do you have a secret? I mean, can we go out and talk radio knowing how to go out wrinkle-free?
Well, I guess the only thing I could suggest, you have to leave.
Any advice, Neil, for George Madden?
George, the next days ahead, the weeks ahead, are going to be tough days, but you'll weather those storms. And it will be a new era for this radio station. And I think as tough as it's been to get to the stage of making this decision and doing the launch of a new radio station in 3 or 4 minutes from now, it likely had to be done. And you, I guess, had the wherewithal to do the research. But not only the research, you made the decision to do it. And I wish you all the best.
Thanks, Neil. Appreciate it.
And thank you, Neil. And the Ducks are in a row, and it's nearly time to go to rock and roll. And I welcome back our general manager of CJOR 600 for the next 15 seconds. And then he will be the general manager of radio station CHRX. And we're going to have to take CHRX with rhythm and do it the best we can, George.
Thanks, Fanny. In a few moments, we'll bring the programming of CJOR to a conclusion. It's truly going to be the end of an era. CJOR came, as everyone talked about this morning on the air, back in 1926, some 62 years ago. And over the years, the station's really undergone a lot of changes. This morning and over the past few days on air, we've all had a chance to express our feelings about the conclusion of the talk show format and moving to classic rock. And on this time, I'd like to say on behalf of Jimmy Pattison, who's been the owner of this place for 23 years, thanks to all the people who've worked, like yourself and others, but also the people who've worked behind the scenes. While we're most familiar with you and others of the hosts, It's also important to recognize the contribution that's been made by the researchers, the producers who make you and everyone else look good day after day, the copywriting department which writes the creative, the operators like Curtis who's here this morning that's producing this particular show, the engineering department which keeps us on the air day after day, our sales department, our production crew who's just been super around here, and the administrative staff who answers the telephones and letters. You imagine this week there's been a lot of that. Without question, CJOR has, over the years, one of the finest sports and news departments. We also want to thank all our advertisers who have supported our radio station over the years. But most of all, on behalf of all of us, and I speak for you and everyone else, Fanny, I want to thank the listeners of this radio station. You've been supportive and vocal over the years. You've made CJOR a cornerstone of the Vancouver radio marketplace. And it's been said that the only thing constant in radio is change, and such is the case today. So, for a very last time, you're listening to CJOR Vancouver.
This is Bob Morris, program director of Vancouver's newest radio station, Classic Rock, AM 600, CHRX. Before we kick off what we believe to be Vancouver's longest programmed commercial-free presentation, 90 straight hours of the best music the rock and roll era has ever produced, I'd like to welcome you to CHRX and point out that we will listen to you as you listen to us. Myself and our staff are always available for your comments and suggestions. Together, we can build the best-sounding, most entertaining, and most responsive radio station Vancouver has ever heard. Thanks for listening. And enjoy our 90 hours of continuous commercial-free programming from now till 6, Tuesday morning. Vancouver's Classic Rock, AM 600, CHRX. Vancouver's only classic rock, AM 600 CHRX. Good afternoon. It's 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. This is Tom Lucas. What a great day in Vancouver. You know all that song by Chicago was playing old days? I had a chance to look out of her studio windows here, overlooking beautiful downtown Vancouver, and I got to thinking, you know, that's the way it was when I was a kid growing up in this town. Not all those buildings were there, but a lot of them were there, and we had great music like you're going to be hearing on this radio station. And the thing is, you're going to be hearing it over and over and over again, 24 hours a day, the world's greatest classic rock and roll of all time. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. This is sort of a sample weekend, if you wish. We will be playing 90 hours of commercial-free music, the greatest classic rock and roll in the entire world. I don't want to take up too much time talking. We just want to do some rocking here. That's what we're here for. So right now, on Vancouver's only classic rock, AM 600 CHRX, let's go with Steppenwolf.
The new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. Hi, I'm Joe Leary. I love classic rock. And I always wondered, why do other Vancouver radio stations either rarely play it, or if they do, why do they only play it at lunchtime or on weekends? Well, quite frankly, I gave up trying to figure it out. We decided to give you another choice. It's Vancouver's classic rock, AM 600 CHRX. You'll hear classic rock from classic rock artists, and you'll hear it 24 hours a day in full digital stereo. I'm pretty excited about it. That's why I'm here. Join me weekday afternoons between 2 and 6. Vancouver's classic rock, AM 600 CHRX.
Good songs have gone. Vancouver's classic rock, AM 600, CHRX.